Good morning. Today's presentation concerns my final version of an amateur oscilloscope and a generator based on an external USB sound card. Seemingly nothing special as for today's times, but the device is easy to install, inexpensive, and most importantly, useful. Device parameters. Oscilloscope. Channels 1. VPP max, 25V. Or in 1 mega ohm. Frequency, 20 kHz, 5 VPP max, 5, 25 VPP max. Generator out, VPP, 0 to 10 volts, 20 Hz to 20 kHz. Waveforms, rectangle, sine, triangle, noise. The frequency of the generator and the oscilloscope depends on the sound card. These are for reference only. In practice, the useful frequencies are much lower. Construction. The device consists of a symmetrical power generator based on the well-known MAX232 chip. It is quite an unusual application of this cube, but its choice was impressed by the modest number of external components, low price, and quite stable output voltage. However, it should be remembered that the maximum output current of the internal converter does not exceed 10 milliamps. In this case, this small current is more than enough. Another important element powered by the MAX inverter is the TL-082 dual operational amplifier. One amplifier, A, acts as a voltage follower, acting as the oscilloscope input buffer, and the other half, B, of the cube, acts as an amplifier for the waveform generator, making it possible to obtain an output amplitude of 10 volts PP. The oscilloscope input of the amplifier is equipped with two dividers. The first one allows you to measure voltage up to 5 volts PP, and the second one up to 25 volts PP. They are switched using a jumper on gold pins. Additionally, the oscilloscope input has been protected by two 1N5819 diodes, against voltage higher than 1 volt PP. However, this does not exempt us from being careful when taking measurements. I emphasize that I am not responsible for any damage resulting from the operation of the device. You use the material provided here at your own risk. Sound card selection. In principle, you can use any. However, it is worth bearing in mind that the one with which you can remove the DC component filter, both on the microphone input and on the headphone output, is better. The DC component filter causes that the input cannot be given DC voltage. As a result, the rectangular graph will not resemble it at all. The sine wave will have characteristic spouts at the top, and the triangle will lie on the right side. In my copy, it was only possible to partially remove the input filter. Unfortunately, not at the output, which can be seen on the oscillograms from the generator. Cards that I tested. 3D sound. Filters cannot be removed. GRI-A counterfeit, currently, can only be partially removed from the MIC input. Apparently, the original one can completely get rid of the input filter. About the output filter, I have no information. Measurement. It is known for a long time that the sound card was designed for slightly different purposes than those described here. This does not mean, however, that it is completely unsuitable for measurements. It is true that the results will have a slight error, but it is a cheap amateur device. After installing the device, unfortunately, you cannot expect that it will correctly measure the input voltage, because it must be properly calibrated. Calibration. Let's start by setting the generator output amplitude, which will then serve as a reference. To do this exactly, it is best to use a commercial oscilloscope, but most people interested in making a device do not have one. However, there is an alternative way to calibrate, unfortunately less accurate. 1. Connect the device to the computer and then run the generator.exe program. 2. In the program, set the amplitude to max, sinusoidal waveform, and frequency, exactly 50 Hz. 3. Apply the AC voltmeter to the generator output and set the potentiometer on the board to 10 volts. Don't turn off the app. This way, we have a fairly accurate reference voltage that can be used to calibrate the oscilloscope. 1. Put a jumper on the X5 divider. Connect the generator output.